Welcome to Steve Dale's Pet World.
You don't have a better bad idea than this?
This is the best bad idea we have, sir.
If you've got pets, he's got answers.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Steve can help. We're positive.
Oh, God, this thing is going downhill fast.
You've got America's pet expert here on Steve Dale's Pet World.
Good morning, 6:37 on WGN Radio. This is Steve Dale's Pet World. Someone has, I will officially report, I should call the authorities, someone has left a Santa hat in the studio. So if you've lost a Santa hat, we perhaps have that Santa hat right here. Before we get to Dr. Ann Cohn, and we will talk about emergency medicine. We're also going to talk about holiday safety for your pets. And I think a lot of problems that we see are avoidable. We can keep the pets, no offense, Dr. Cohn, I don't want you to work on Christmas. I don't want your colleagues to work on Christmas. And I guess I could say, good morning, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. I pushed the button before I was ready here. So let me just say our telephone number to talk with Dr. Cohn of MedVet Chicago is 312-981-7200. Text, you can do the same, 312-981-7200. I already have a text. I'll get to that in a second. I do want to say before we begin our conversation, and Dr. Cohn, you will be so excited to hear this, Chicago has a cat cafe finally. I mean, there are 82, 85, something like that, cat cafes around America, well over 200 around the world. And it's about time Chicago has. So a few months ago, the Catcade opened on Belmont, which is interesting. It's an arcade atmosphere, you know, video games and stuff, and cats. But they're all adoptable. And by all accounts, they've done a very nice job at getting these cats adopted. Now the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe is about to open. It opens a week from this Monday. So not this Monday, but the following Monday. I wrote about it. You could read about it on my blog, and that's stevedale.tv. But I am so excited. We'll talk with Jenny Tyner of the Windy Kitty Cat Cafe next week on this program. I'm excited to talk to you, too. Am I right in what I said? Which is that so many problems that you would see around the holidays are preventable.
I definitely agree with that statement. You know, we all want to have really happy and healthy holidays, and part of that is just taking care of our pets and thinking ahead a little bit.
All right, so let me offer some examples here. So we like to decorate Christmas trees, and we put tinsel on the trees, and we wrap the gifts, and we put these long ribbons on it. We like it. It's very pretty. Cats in particular, some dogs as well, like it as well.
Yes, and probably like it too much. You know, ornaments, pine needles, lights, even the water that people use, you know, baby aspirin or other products to try to keep their tree pretty, and some of these products can definitely either cause, you know, diarrhea and vomiting, or even some things as serious as needing surgery.
Yeah, so two issues there. So one is the tinsel that I spoke about. Are we better off just not, if you have a cat in particular, just not using the tinsel, period, or at least if you do, putting it way, way, way up high on the tree so the cats hopefully can't even see it?
I guess that's probably the best recommendation, right? You know, why try to, you know, taunt your cat with something that they can get into? It just takes one time. We definitely have lots of cats that have never, ever gotten into anything, and unfortunately around the holidays when you want to, you know, not be sitting and waiting in a veterinary clinic. And we see these patients, and we do x-rays, and sometimes they do need surgery. So it's probably is best if there's other products or other decorations you can use, you know, not to use tinsel. But, you know, that said, some cats never get into anything. But, you know, why risk that, I guess, would be my thought, is if there's something easily preventable and avoidable, you know, it would make sense to, if you have that cat, especially one that likes to get into things, to not even have that around.
Now, you also mentioned, and if you Google this, it's so much fun, products that keep Christmas trees alive. And, you know, there are some manufactured products you could buy at big box stores and stuff that presumably keep the trees alive. Now, I'm no expert on Christmas trees, but I've talked to experts who are, and they say, you know, they're not even so sure the stuff works. So one question is, and hang on there because I've got sort of two questions in one. Are those products in general, as far as you know, because there's lots of them out there, so you probably don't know them all, but can they be dangerous? But the other thing that I'm concerned about especially are all the things that you read about. So if you, again, Google this. I'm not making this up. Everything from aspirin to birth control pills, adding it to the Christmas tree water, what else have I read? Oh, I've read, you know how you could buy, and you can if you don't know this, friends, wolf urine? You really can buy the stuff. And it can actually be helpful at times to keep, like, stray cats away.
And skunks, I've heard, actually.
Yeah, skunks, that's right. But I'm not sure it keeps a Christmas tree living or not, but I am thinking that adding birth control pills, for example, to a Christmas tree, to the water, not only doesn't help the Christmas tree, but can actually be dangerous if your pets drink it. So is all this stuff a concern for you?
Oh, for sure. And, you know, maybe one lick, you know, I probably is not going to be too harmful, but, you know, that our pets will probably go back there. They'll see it as a new water source. And with time, these products can definitely be bad, whether or not it's, you know, just toxic and causing some irritation to their tongue and mouth and GI tract, or actually birth control can actually cause some pretty significant changes to bone marrow and blood values. So, you know, with time, these products can definitely be bad.
And people are text. So the text is same as phone number, 312-981-7200. Dr. Ann Cohn from MedVet Chicago. Any question you have, we're talking specifically at the moment, though, about safety around the holidays. And a question I have here via text, and it's a good one. My cat has never before had interest in lilies, but, and it's what you mentioned, you know, you have a cat or dog that has a history of not doing anything. You think it's going to be okay. So she wants to know, should she take the chance, apparently? And I don't blame you. She loves the smell of lilies.
Yes. You know, I guess I have to have the exact same answer. Why risk it? You know, and even this is a different type of problem in your cat, but any part of the lily plant is in flower is toxic to the cat. So if they chew a leaf, if they get pollen on their nose, it just takes one time. And, you know, if we know that there's an exposure, we're going to recommend hospitalization with IV fluids to prevent acute kidney injury and kidney failure. So again, I always say, you know, I don't think it's worth having those products in your home. And now that said, you can research. There are some types of lilies that are not toxic to cats. So, you know, maybe trying to, if the smell and the look of those lilies, you know, are what you like, I'd be much more inclined to have those types of lilies. But I personally don't think it's worth it. I've seen cats get sick and need long-term care, and I don't think it's something. I actually wish that, you know, grocery stores and flower shops would put signs in people's homes, but especially when you buy those bouquets with lots of different flowers, sometimes there's a couple lilies tucked in there, and it, you know, sometimes you find out too late.
Well, now we're in trouble because from 630, there's a text saying, uh-oh, I need to run around the house and throw out my poinsettias now. Does she?
Yeah, poinsettias have actually gotten kind of a myth associated with them. They're not as bad as we always thought they are. They can cause vomiting and diarrhea, though, in some pets. So probably not the best plant, but not generally as toxic as we once thought.
All right. Dr. Ann Cohn is here from MedVet Chicago. I want to talk when we come back a little about what you do, because I think it's fascinating. And what's really cool about it is you never know what's going to happen from day to day, do you? I don't think
No. That's the fun about it, the excitement.
Yes, so she sounds excited. 312-981-7200. You could text us or call us with your questions 13 minutes before 7 o'clock on WGN, where Fresh Wave listeners, now I offer story time. Scott in Palatine says he's a home builder, he's a remodeler, and his crew uses Fresh Wave products in their own homes as well. As on many job sites, you don't want those job sites to stink. Scott says he uses the Fresh Wave gel on all odors, especially when they're using paints or solvents that emit some really nasty smells. And they swear by FreshWave Gel for crawl spaces in older homes, too, and other areas that need odor TLC. And don't forget, totally safe near your pets. I mean, that's the reason why they're on the show, and that's the reason why I hear from you periodically. You know, FreshWave is even safe for birds. And actually, I didn't plan on doing this, but Dr. Cohn, another issue for pet birds would be for those who are making that Christmas dinner and might not be very good at cooking, and they burnt something, that's actually a problem, as well as the non-stick surfaces, because pet birds, pet parrots in particular, but they're so sensitive, their respiratory systems, and actually you burning food can be very harmful to the bird. Am I correct?
That is correct, and definitely the nonstick Teflon, it should be avoided in all, you know, in households that have birds.
Yeah, but they've actually, because I asked about it several times, and they've actually tested FreshWave out, and they've had veterinarians, veterinarians come in and toxicologists come in, and it is safe for birds, and that's a huge deal for people like me. If you're headed out to someone else's house, be a good guest and bring some FreshWave Odor TLC. That's right. Walk into someone's home. I'm not sure about this one. Walk into someone's home with FreshWave and say, essentially, your house stinks. Now I can make it better. FreshWave is available. I think that might be insulting. Available at Ace Hardware, Bed Bath & Beyond, Target, Walgreens, Whole Foods, and more. Head to FreshWaveWorks.com. Click on the store locator to find your nearest FreshWave retailer. Well, Rick will be talking to Alderman Rosa. You know, I was brought into a meeting, Dr. Cohn. We're talking with Dr. Ann Cohn here of MedVet Chicago. And the question was about city rats, and I was all upset, and I am still upset whenever I see aldermen say the problem, the reason why we have so many city rats has to do with people not picking up after their dogs, because in truth, and I'm not a rodent expert, but I've talked to many, and in truth, they don't even like dog poop, and unless that's the only thing for them to eat, but it typically isn't, because they, you know, people don't close, or there is no way to close, so, you know, in back of the restaurants, these trash cans, or even on the street, and it's so easy for these rodents to get free meals. Also, there's so much construction going on, which has upset their homes. They've always been there, now we're just seeing them more. I mean, there's so many other reasons, but dog poop, I want people to pick up, but has nothing to do with the rat issue of Chicago, despite what Alderman Rosa says. Dr. Cohn, you don't have to comment on that, but I do need you to help a marriage. Because according to this text, this is up to you now. According to this text, my husband says our dog doesn't need a coat. It looks, quote, too foo-foo. So, is it just being a matter of foo-foo? At what point do which dogs need a sweater or coat, if any?
I think that's a question that's probably going to be a little bit tailored to each individual dog, but I think it's great that people are thinking about the cold now that it's snowed and icy. So I think that brings us talking, you know, that we can speak about making sure our pets are not too hot and not too cold. And it kind of is going to be a question for every, you know, specific dog. And just like people, some people are more sensitive to cold than others. So I think that's still going to be something they're going to have to discuss between the two of them.
You're kind of weaseling out of this, aren't you?
I'm taking the easy road because, but basically, you know, you definitely want to protect the fur from the cold and that it just like when the weather turns warm, it does also take pets time to acclimate to the cold as well. So sometimes, especially just when the seasons are turning, the jackets and sweaters can be appropriate. If the dog seems more comfortable in it, for sure. You know, do they definitely need it? Maybe not, but it also depends on the level and thickness of the fur, how long your pet's going to be outside. You know, are they running with you? Is it a, you know, 5-mile run every morning? Is it just going right out to the you know, the stop sign and coming right back in a really short walk. So I think that's why I can't answer it. Some dogs definitely, you know, little dogs with that are really close to the snow and are always going to get wet from that snow too. You know, be careful that those jackets and sweaters are aren't going to get wet. Making sure their paws are protected if they're having a lot of contact with salt that might not be. Some of these, you know, there's some salts now that are protectant of dogs and other pets' paws. And
well, I want to interrupt you for that because sure. Products like Safe Step Sure Paws Ice Melt, I think, are great because, to my knowledge, they happen to be good for the environment, or at least acceptable to the environment, as opposed to the products we typically have used, you know, forever, which are harmful to the environment, mm-hmm. but above and beyond, and good for the, or at least okay, not, again, not harmful right. to the concrete itself. You know, we wonder why we have so many street problems, you know. So if we use this as a city, but certainly use it as individual homeowners or condo owners or whatever, or ask your landlord to do so, because it is also better for the pets.
Correct.
Yeah, so I'm definitely a fan of that. So MedVet Chicago, open 24/7. That's the whole idea of MedVet Chicago. But that makes your job kind of interesting because the place is filled with specialists who specialize in whether it be neurology, oncology, ophthalmology, internal medicine. The list goes on and on. But in addition to that, and your thing is emergency medicine, it's got to be fascinating because you never know who's going to walk through the door.
That's definitely part of, you know, why we're there. And at MedVet, you know, we definitely have so many different specialists, and you know, veterinary medicine is so exciting to be a part of right now. We had, and I'm we do emergency and critical care, so not just, you know, emergent problems, but also taking care of really sick pets and helping them get through surgical procedures and their neurology procedures. We have a veterinary anesthesiologist and dentist at our practice. You know, just amazing what we can do for pets these days.
Yeah, well, you're part of that, so thank you very much. And I've been at so many events now over the years with MedVet Chicago, and I've said this on the air before, that, in fact, last time Dr. Jackson was in the studio, it was kind of boring because everyone was calling and texting just to say thank you, you know? I mean, but that must be a nice feeling.
It definitely is. And, you know, I was taking my kids trick-or-treating for Halloween, and I live in the suburbs, and we passed these two Yorkies, and I said hello, and they said they had surgery with Dr. Jackson that week. And it just, you know, we love what we do, and I think it shows. You know, we really try to work on values of, you know, taking care of pets the way we'd be taking care of our own pets, and with leadership and trying to, you know, do right for everyone. And, you know, we really try our best, and we appreciate that.
Okay, one very quick question here, which is confusing me. Again, you have to settle a family dispute. Do they shave the golden retriever or not? Why would you shave a dog, especially at this time of year? I suspect they mean in the summer. And we're quick answer here.
I do emergency critical care. I guess I don't have thoughts on it. If the dog seems too hot or it gets matted or it's going swimming a lot and it's, you know, getting hot spots, I guess I'd say shave it. In general, Goldens don't need to be clipped and shaved is my answer.
All right. Thank you very much, Dr. Cohn. Great to talk to you. Happy holidays to you and your family.
Thank you. You too. And to everyone listening.
Thank you. Speaking of which, pets aren't like family. They are family. That's why the doctors and staff at MedVet Chicago are always there when you need them. They're located at the corner of Belmont Western and Clybourne. MedVet provides emergency, as we talked about, specialty and critical care 24/7. They're a VECCS Level 1 Trauma Center, American Animal Hospital Association accredited referral hospital. That means the most comprehensive and compassionate pet care available. Learn more at MedVet Chicago, 773-281-7110, or medvetforpets.com. Dog Patch Pet and Feed in Naperville has everything you need to keep your pet safe and active. Interested in pet adoption? Dog Patch placed over 400 rescue dogs last year, and they have new shelter rescue animals arriving pretty much every day. You can check them out at dogpatchpets.com. On Facebook, of course, at Dog Patch Pet and Feed. You could visit them in person. That's best, because you might come home with a little four-legged new family member. 1108 East Ogden Avenue in Naperville. 1108 East Ogden Avenue in Naperville. Big December savings on limited ingredient diet with $10 off Blue Buffalo Basics. I'm sorry I didn't get to all your questions at all. A question about coyotes here that's interesting. Why are coyotes killing dogs? Well, they're not if you're there with the dog and the dog is on the other end of the leash. If you're concerned, bring a whistle or even like a pot and pan that you can bang together like that. Make a lot of noise. Coyotes don't attack people.